Good morning, it's 6:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Major League Baseball appears to have successfully handled the coronavirus pandemic so far. Less than 1% of MLB employees tested positive for antibodies to COVID-19 based on about 5,600 records collected April 14th and 15th from employees of 26 clubs. The start of the baseball season has been delayed because of the outbreak. There's no timetable yet for when the season might begin. In other virus-related sports news, the president of the French Tennis Federation says holding the French Open without fans later this year is an option. The clay court tournament in Paris was initially slated to be held May 24th through June 7th, but has been rescheduled for September 20th through October 4th. And the Spanish Soccer League isn't changing its plan to resume competing after 5 players tested positive for COVID-19. The league confirmed the positive tests on Sunday, but said it was not going to alter the practice protocol that got underway last week. In other news, former U.S. Olympic bobsledder Pavle Jovanovic has died at age 43. USA Bobsled Skeleton said Jovanovic took his own life on May 3rd. A New Jersey native, Jovanovic started bobsled in 1997. He won a bronze medal at the 2004 World Championships and finished 7th in both the 2- and 4-man events at the 2006 Winter Olympics. And Mary Pratt, who played for the Rockford Peaches and Kenosha Comets in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, has died at age 101. Her nephew, Walter Pratt, told the Patriot Ledger she passed away peacefully at a nursing home. Pratt pitched in the Women's League from 1943 to 1947. The league was profiled in the 1992 movie A League of Their Own. I'm Jesse King.